Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit, and my name brings honor to the Lamb.
Doing things in order is typically very important. Often, doing things out of order gets us in trouble. PEMDAS is called the order of operations in math. It is a simple acronym to help us solve math equations in the right order so that we can get the right answer. It stands for parentheses, exponents, multiplication and division, addition, and subtraction. If we do these out of sequence, we will likely get the wrong answer. There are so many other areas of our life that order is important. Spiritually speaking, God will often give us an order of operations as well. There are many spiritual things that we need to put in first place. So please stay with me for a few minutes today as we discuss the topic of first place.
Lord, I surrender to your work in me. I rest my life within your loving hand. Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit, and my name brings honor.
It's important to learn concepts in order. We spoke in the introduction about the order of operations in math, but even at a more basic math level, we need to learn addition and subtraction before we can grasp multiplication and division, because one builds off of the other. We need to learn algebra before we can do higher functions like calculus or trigonometry. I once taught a class in business finance, and yes, the class can be as boring as it sounds, but basically the class is all about identifying acceptable risks and making financial decisions based on corporate financial information. A prerequisite to the course is accounting 2. I once had a student who had not yet gone through accounting 2, and she petitioned to take the course because of a scheduling conflict that she had. She ended up passing the class, but really struggled the entire semester. She was very capable of making the decisions and did quite well at it, but she struggled to come up with the right answer. So at that point, she is making good decisions based on bad information, which doesn't work out well for anyone. There are typically orders of operations in everything that we do. I know that the sports world has many as well, and it would totally ruin my reputation if I gave a math analogy and not a sports one. In basketball, many people use what is called a zone defense, meaning that each player on the court has a zone of the court they are covering instead of covering one person. A zone defense allows for greater rest periods on defense and really helps a less talented team play against a superior one. However, what is lost on most coaches is that a lot of the principles that are used in a zone defense are built from man-to-man concepts. So even if you want to play a zone defense, the players still need to learn a man-to-man defense first. So what's the spiritual lesson for today? Several times in Scripture, God describes things that need to be done first. I wanted to look at three of those instances today. While there are more that we could look at, I want to focus on three that we find in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. When God places a number before an action, I believe that he means it. These items are things that we need to do first. And just like our math example and our basketball example, if we don't do them in order, we will make mistakes. Let's begin with Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. It says, "Therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come present your offering." The concept for this law is given in Leviticus chapter 6 in the first 7 verses. We won't take the time to read all of it, but basically it states that if a person sins against another through deceit, robbery, or extortion, he needs to make it right with that person, restore whatever had been lost, then go to the priest and bring the guilt offering. I wonder how often we go to God first because it seems easier than dealing with someone we have offended face to face. God even tells us to take care of them first, then go to the altar. What happens if we get this out of order? Well, think about this. Is it true repentance if we still have quote unquote unfinished business to settle with a brother or sister in Christ? We still have sin hanging over us, even though we've gone to God to ask for forgiveness. Now, let's move on to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. It says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Many people want this to work the other way around. Give me the stuff first, then I'll seek you. And to be quite honest, our loving, caring, and kind-hearted God oftentimes gives us those things first. But I believe we have come to expect the things first. But this is not the true order of operation. God wants us to seek him and his kingdom first because that, in this scenario, is what is going to last. So what happens if we get things out of order of operation? Well, in that scenario, the things that we are given, like food, water, clothing, and shelter, become what we trust in. So now the things that we know are not going to last become what we put our trust in, instead of first trusting God and his kingdom that are eternal. There is an order here that we need to follow. First, trust God because he is the eternal one and is the provider of the temporal necessities of this life. Let us strive to keep this order where it should be. Finally, let's examine Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5 for a moment. It says, "Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, a log is in your own eye'? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." This section is part of Jesus' teaching on judgment. As we have stated before, the point of this section is not don't judge at all, but rather make righteous judgments. And part of that is before we point out another's mistake, we need to face our own mistakes. If we focus internally first, then we will be more able to help someone else with a speck in their eye. What happens if we get it out of order? Well, we start to believe we can do nothing wrong. And it is our responsibility to make everyone else just like me, when in actuality, we need to be helping to make everyone else like Jesus. I think we can see just how dangerous it is to get things out of order. God's word has much to say about the order of operations, but I hope today's lesson will suffice. So until next time, I encourage you to put first things in first place.
Wounded feet.